The Wicked Witch of the West has always been an imposing villain. Even as a sand sculpture, her ferocity holds up, and she's just a small part of Fantasy and Sand's Wizard of Oz display. The Emerald City looms larger than life. Every hair of the Cowardly Lion's mane has been crafted with painstaking detail in sand. So how do sculptures of this magnitude spring to life? 10-year-old Jacob Joyce from Keller hazards a guess.
I think they definitely have to get ladders to do this because they're so tall. I think they use water. They may use tools, but some of these things they might do with their hands.
The great and powerful Oz couldn't have said it better. Jacob's right. These sculptures started as nothing more than 3 million pounds of loose, damp sand.
It's purified sand, right? So we take out all the seashells and the hermit crabs and the weird guys with metal detectors, and we purify it, wet it down, they carve it, and then we cover it with a solution. It's almost like an Elmer's glue, but it's all environmentally friendly. All this is green. It's so green, it's almost like yellow, as a matter of fact.
Warren Ling is one of Fantasy and Sand's creators. He says this is the first U.S. appearance for the show, which has toured Europe. It took a team of sand sculptors from Florida 14 days to carve these statues. And those tools they wield are pretty basic.
It's just like chisels and knives. The tin man you're looking at there was carved with a finger. I watched him do that with a finger. Most amazing to me as well.
The sand hasn't been spray painted, so it actually looks like it was scooped straight off the beach. But if you think you can knock these sculptures down like a run-of-the-mill castle, guess again.
If somebody decides to jump over the barriers and punch the tin man in the face, they're going to get a broken hand, so it's pretty hard.
The Sand Spectacular will be up in Arlington through August, and the plan is to return every summer with a new theme. It's not cheap, either. Tickets range from $16 to $21. These creations are pretty impressive, but if you think you can do better, there's a 2,000-square-foot sandbox at the end of the Yellow Brick Road, with buckets, spades, and beach balls. A crowd-pleaser for even the tiniest would-be sculptors. Courtney Collins, KERA News.